This is Shooting Spaces with Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Hello and welcome to Shooting Spaces. This is Brian Berkowitz here from cold New York with my friend Rich. What's going on?
Rich Baum from Sacramento, California, temporarily down south in Baja, California, and enjoying life. And Christmas was great. The holidays were great. And so happy to be starting 2022 off with a bang.
Yes. Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too.
What's New Year's Eve like in Baja, California?
It was low key this year. We've got a COVID thing down here, like everybody up in north of the border. And a lot of people really played it down, though my kids went to an all night rave. But that was it's still a little more controlled. But, we got to all be careful out there. Right.
I haven't done that in 20 years.
I wasn't going to go. Someone asked me, do you want to drive them to the rave? And I'm like, I don't think I can. Can you do it? So I passed anyway. It's good.
I hear. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we have a fun conversation, a lot to talk about. So let's just get right into it. And as always, I'm going to start with a little word from our sponsors. Provide your clients with the convenience of online ordering and scheduling with HD Photo Hub's new smart scheduling system built specifically for real estate photography businesses. With HD Photo Hub, you'll save precious admin time with an all-in-one system to deliver your images, videos, 3D scans, and property marketing kits, along with built-in client invoicing, order management, photographer payroll, and so much more. Check out hdphotohub.com to find out more. Again, hdphotohub.com. And what a perfect segue from our first sponsor into our guest today, Rich.
Yeah. No, I'll let you bring it in. You're doing such a great job.
So our guest today is Herb Dirks, right? I pronounced that right?
Yeah.
Herb Dirks. Yep. Okay. From HD Photo Hub, founder of HD Photo Hub. Although we do not have you on today to actually talk about HD Photo Hub, although we maybe get into it a little bit later, but we're going to talk about something that you presented a bit on in the PFRE streaming library. And I thought it would be a fantastic topic to get into, a fantastic topic to teach people about if they're not familiar with it. And I think it's good to talk about it now at the beginning of the year, because I think it's good for people to set goals, to try to set some stuff up and achieve this throughout the course of the year. And what I'm talking about is that of mastermind groups. So before we get into it though, Herb, although you've been sponsored with us for a couple of years now, we've never actually had you on the show. So why don't you give a quick 1 or 2 minute pitch about you and where you are in your background.
Sure. So I was actually doing the math this morning. I've been working in the real estate photography space for 25 years. I do not feel old enough to say that, but you know, when you do what you love, time flies, right? And I just love this space. Although I'm terrible at photography. I don't do photography. My contribution has been sort of on the back end. So I have a technology background. I've been a nerd my whole life. I think I came out of the womb with a keyboard in hand. And so I've always loved technology. But what's fascinating to me about technology and about this business is that the role that technology can play to leverage the efforts of a person. So I see technology as a means to an end, not an end in itself. Gadgets are fun, but they have to be productive, right? They have to add value to your business for them to be valuable. And so as a consequence, that's kind of been my life's mission, is to figure out how to leverage technology and give people tools that they can use to grow their own business. And so, you know, with that as kind of a backdrop, I think that's why this topic of mastermind groups just seems to fit in, and why it's something that I love to talk about, because really it's all about how do you grow your business, right? As a real estate photographer and as a entrepreneur.
Cool. And So you're the actual founder of HD Photo Hub, right?
I am. Yep. So the company's been around for about 4 years, a little more than that. And Yeah. So prior to that, in a previous life, I was the head nerd and then CTO and then CEO of Tour Factory. So that was where a lot of my background came from. And it was fascinating. At a certain point, I kind of saw the market going a different direction. And the sort of rise of the independent photographer as a model that just seemed to serve the needs of the marketplace. One of the quotes, I don't know who to credit it to, but one of the quotes that I've always liked is, it's not the big that eat the small, it's the fast that eat the slow. And so moving fast and having the flexibility to do that has always given an advantage. And I think, independents have that flexibility that in a way that larger companies struggle in that way. And so it's a fascinating space.
Cool. So I watched it was relatively short, so which is why I actually thought of the idea of having you come on. And let's get into a little more detail. Your PFRE streaming library, and you kind of went into mastermind groups and the importance and how to start. Mm-hmm. And I think we'll cover all that, but I'm sure there's a lot of people listening that are like, what the hell are they talking about, a mastermind group?
Sure.
So, I've been part of mastermind groups for the last probably 7 years, so I'm fairly familiar with it. But for the people that are not, why don't you, I guess, describe at the most rudimentary level what a mastermind group is?
Sure. So, I think there are multiple definitions, but for the purpose of the real estate photography space, a mastermind group is a group of photographers, real estate photographers, or business owners. You know, that group size can vary a little bit, but you need somewhere at least 7 people or so in the group and probably not more than about 12. So the idea is that it's a community of people that you connect with and hang out with that are like-minded. They're working in the same space. And it's an environment for you to, you accomplish a bunch of things in a mastermind group. One of the elements that's really important is just creating community. You know, for real estate photography specifically, you can be out there in the field shooting all day long and kind of feel like a lone warrior, feel like you're sort of on your own and not really have people to interact with, where in a lot of other professions, you go into an office, you're part of a team, you're working with people all day long. And there's a camaraderie that can come with that. But as a real estate photographer, there's a tendency for you to be more lone wolf. And, that has its advantages in terms of setting your own schedule and all of that. But there are some downsides too, in terms of not having sort of that community of people to just share in the adventure with. And, there's online groups that you can participate in. PFRE is a great one. Going back to the Flickr group, right? Like there's plenty of great groups with in the real estate photography community, but those are really large groups. And there becomes a certain number of celebrities in those groups that you can follow to get great advice, you don't get the sort of intimate one-to-one connection that you can get in a mastermind group, where if you've got 7 or 8 people that know your business and you know theirs, and they know the specific challenges that you're facing and can walk through that with you, it's a huge advantage.
Yeah. And when you compare it to like a bigger group, I think the biggest fault in that is that you just get a lot of junk with these bigger groups. And that's the experience I had. I'm not saying everything is junk or every group is junk, but if you have a serious question about your business and you need some advice and help, and you get 20 comments, maybe 10 of them are going to be great and 10 of them are going to be completely useless and a waste of time. And I think having that closer, smaller knit group helps, helps evade some of that.
Sure. Well, it's all about context, right? Like it's about having often the problems that we're trying to solve or work through require more background than you can give in, you know, 144 characters or, you know, or in just a couple of minutes of explanation. So
let me ask you, gentlemen, because I, unlike Brian, am not familiar with mastermind groups. I've got a concept of what they are. Mm-hmm. But one thing I want to ask is, what platform is this? I have no idea of the technicals of here. Where does it go? How does it start? Where do you watch it? And where do you participate?
So it depends on the group. There's a lot of mastermind groups. I'd say the most common outside of this space is like a breakfast group. So some people will get together for an early morning breakfast and spend an hour kind of breaking things down, you know, on whatever schedule that group wants to meet. In the context of real estate photography, what I've seen be the most successful is Zoom, actually, just like how we're meeting now is it doesn't require any kind of special software to organize. It doesn't require it's not another social media channel to join and to add to your rotation. Zoom is usually what is used, or something like that, you know, WebEx or something along those lines.
And it just brought up, I'm now starting, my mind is starting to roll and starting to think of how it would work. Mm-hmm. How does one get in touch with fellow people that you would like to do that? Do you reach out privately in the groups? Because I mean, that's kind of, Facebook is kind of where it's all gone for me, as opposed to Flickr. I mean, Flickr's great, but I'm not on there anymore. But how does one go about picking or choosing the people that you want to do and getting to them?
Yeah, so that's actually, I think, the hardest part of a mastermind group is getting the ball rolling and finding a good tribe to, you know, because if the chemistry isn't there, then it's going to die on the vine. So finding a group and sort of getting the ball rolling is probably the mm-hmm. hardest part.
Vetting people properly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, a big part of that is making sure that you're deliberate about curating who's in the group when you're bringing it together in the first place. Right. So to be the most effective, you want some people in the group that you want the majority of the group to be kind of in the same mindset. So, for example, you know, some photographers will shoot one or two homes a day and that's kind of their MO. And some photographers are shooting 6 to 8 homes a day, and that's their MO. Well, you don't want to have those two groups intermixed, because the advice is going to be from a different perspective from the business model, right? Or some people prefer to be a single shooter. Some people are trying to build a small team, right? So that they've got a group of people to cover a city. There are some people that are trying to build regional photography groups that serve, you know, multiple cities in a state or in a couple of adjoining states, you know. And so anyway, the idea is that you want to be in a group of people that have kind of a similar target. Doesn't mean you have to be in the same place, but your target of what your definition of a mature version of your business looks like. If everyone's kind of on the same page or roughly on the same page there, that's great. Now, by the other thing that I would add to that is that it's really helpful to have people that are located in different parts of the country or, you know, even world. And the reason for that is twofold. One of them is that there's a lot of trends that don't move equally across the country, right? So floor plans are a great example of that. There are certain markets where every listing has to have a floor plan and others where it's like not that big a deal. And so for the places where floor plans are really important, they didn't all start at the same time. They sort of came on over time. So to be able to have, you know, some diversity in terms of product offering, in terms of what the market demands are, is really helpful, because it can also help you introduce a new idea into your market that can give you an edge that you get from, you know, that you can get from somebody else that they've had success with. The other thing about having that diversity in geography is so that you don't end up having people competing for the same client base. And as long as people feel like that person that they're on with isn't possibly going to be pitching to the same brokerage or the same top agent or something, then that creates the an open door for trust. And trust is hugely important, right? If you're going to share some details about your business and kind of get into the challenges that you're facing, you need to be able to trust that the people that are on there are going to act with discretion when it comes to that information. So all of that, let me go back and actually try to answer your question, Rich, about where do you find the people. I've actually found that the best place is a place like the PFRE conference, you know, where you're just milling around and talking to people face to face, sharing a drink and talking about the conference. If you talk to 20 or 30 people, there's four or five that you're going to end up talking with a lot more than everybody else, because you just click with them. Like, they seem to understand your business model better because it's similar to theirs. And so that is what I've seen has been the best. You can certainly do it through online stuff as well, where, you know, you're in part of a large group and you start to get a sense of how other people are running their business. And then you can private message them with maybe individual questions and then, you know, propose getting together in a mastermind group. There's also quite a few groups that are out there already where you might connect with somebody and say, hey, how'd you like to be in a mastermind group? And they might say, well, I'm already in one. Would you like to join ours? And so there's a lot of things like that that can happen.
Well, so let me ask you, because there's a lot of finer details that I think we should get into, yeah. Such as, you know, like you said, we spoke a little bit about platforms, and I want to go over a little bit what I do in my group, because it's pretty interesting or different than what you explained. But before we get into the finer details, let's talk about, I guess, the overall goals and purpose of having one.
Sure.
And for someone new to this, why would you join a master group? What are the ultimate benefits, and how is it going to help? I know how it's helped me. And, you know, I guess I'll just start off and I'll say, for me, the biggest thing is accountability. And there's a lot more to it, obviously, and there's a lot more reasons. But for me, I know when you put your goals out there publicly for other people, it helps you being held accountable, because there's other people that know your goals and you don't want to disappoint. Mm-hmm. So that's the biggest thing for me, but I'd love to hear, what you think about it, or if there's
any major. I think there's a couple, and that's a big one, right? And I think to a lot of people, accountability is a little bit of a dirty word, and it might for some people make them say, oh, well, I don't want to be in a group, because the whole reason I became a real estate photographer was because I wanted to be my own boss. I wanted to make my own schedule. I didn't want to have somebody else telling me what to do or how to do it. And I think what you alluded to there, Brian, is so key, that it's a different form of accountability than how a lot of people tend to hear that word, because it's self-accountability, right? Like you either make a commitment or you don't. And if you make a commitment, you're choosing it, but when you broadcast it, right, when you say, all right, guys, this is what I'm going to do, you know, and I'm going to get this done in the next couple of months, when you know you've got another meeting coming up in a couple of days, and you think back, what commitment did I make? What promise did I make? You think, oh, I got to make some progress on that, because I got a meeting coming up in a couple of days and I don't want to show up and be like, yeah, I didn't do it, guys. Sorry.
Exactly. It's motivation. It's motivation to get you moving, mm-hmm. You know, and I, you know, Rich, in our group that we have for people who purchased our course, you know, I kind of put a post out this past weekend, the first weekend of the year. And I said to people, put your goals for 2022 here, because I think I put out mine as well, including losing 30 pounds this year. So I'm going to put it here publicly so everyone can shame me if I don't. Nevertheless, I think putting your goals out there in public and making sure everyone knows what your goals are, you want to hit those goals, because, you know, you don't want to have everyone look at you and say, hey, look at Brian. He wanted to do this and he just couldn't succeed.
Well, and that's the negative side, which is real, but there's a positive side too, right? So when you put a goal out there that other people in the group know it is not necessarily easy, right? It's going to take some work to do, and you accomplish it, you get applause from that, from the group, right? Like you, it's exciting to show up to a meeting and tell people I did it, right? I nailed that client. I've mastered this new product, whatever it is, whatever the goal is. It's really helpful to have somebody to share your excitement with and for them to be then inspired to go, you know, hit their own goals, right? And when you hear other people hit setting goals and hitting those goals, you know, they say that you can identify what a person's income level is by looking at the five people that they spend the most time interacting with and average those, and that will be their income plus or minus 10%, right? And it's like that with mental stuff too. If you surround yourself with people that are motivated and looking to grow their business, you're just going to do the same. It's contagious, right? That excitement and that entrepreneurial fire is contagious. And let's be honest, sometimes it's hard, right? Sometimes the things that we have, there's rejection and there's having difficult conversations with clients sometimes, and there's the frustration and struggle of trying to master a new technique or learn a new piece of software or whatever. And sometimes that stuff is pretty frustrating. If you have somebody that's cheering you on, it's just more rewarding.
Yeah. And I'd like to add that, especially with the new people getting into this business, you know, people ask, what do I need to do to be successful in this business? And part of this business, and it's very, very, very serious, and a big part of it, and a lot of people going into this don't understand. But what I found is you've got to get out there and make things happen. You've got to get out there, be gregarious. You've got to go outside your comfort zone. You've got to meet people. You got to talk to people. And if you're not prepared, let's say you're a software developer that's a hobbyist at photography, but you don't like shooting weddings, you don't like doing this and that. Well, you know, real estate isn't getting out there and shooting a wedding as far as interacting with people, but you still have a lot you've got to do. And I think that the mastermind group might be really great for some people to start interacting with other people. And I really like what you just said, Herb, about it's infectious. How you start surrounding yourself, or you start getting in your, I call it getting your mojo going, you know, you start getting into it, and all of a sudden it's easier and it's better, and your business will ultimately benefit from it because you'll be better at speaking with people, and you'll be better at you know, as Brian always say, clarification of expectations, but talking to your agents and understanding that you've got to do these things, and maybe bouncing things off of your fellow colleagues that are in your group would really help to get you going there and do that push you just said that motivates you to go outside your comfort zone. And I'd like to just, if I can stop for a second, I just want to give our next read from the iGUIDE company. Are you looking to expand your real estate photography business? Well, stand out from the crowd by offering 3D tours, accurate room measurements, square footage calculations, and professionally drafted floor plans, all from the click of a button with the state-of-the-art iGUIDE camera system. Get your first five standard iGUIDEs up to 3,000 square feet free by adding the code shooting spaces in the referral section at camera purchase. Visit goiguide.com and learn more, and use that shooting spaces code shooting spaces at camera purchase. Okay, good. Anyway, go ahead, Brian. You look like you were ready to say something.
Sorry, I was on mute. Yeah. So besides accountability, Herb, before we switch to a different topic, are there any other major goals that people should go into a mastermind group wanting to achieve? You know, not even, I mean, the cool thing about mastermind groups is it's not only short-term, it's long-term too. So what kind of outlook should people take going in?
You know, it seems like it's maybe the free prize in the box of cereal, to so to speak. But I think one of the really strong benefits that people get from being in a mastermind group that they maybe don't think about on the front end is the camaraderie that goes along with it. You know, so I mentioned Zoom as how the meetings go. And so in a mastermind group, you would meet, you know, every couple of weeks or something like that. But as I mentioned in the PFRE video, one of the things that I think is really helpful is you also set up a group text thread and you interact in between the meetings. And so when you have a quick question or you have some kind of something that comes up, you've got a community to hit and get an instant feedback from. And it can be a tech support benefit, right? Like, things like, hey, I forgot, what's the URL to get into my iGuide camera from Wi-Fi on my phone. And, I'm in a couple of groups where I see things, messages like that coming through. And so just getting that instant answer is really good. But it's also things like, if you have a situation that you're dealing with that is part business and part emotional. So let me give you an example. There's a group that I am in that where one of the photographers received a postcard in the mail from a pool company that was selling pools, and they immediately recognized one of their photos promoting a pool in the backyard of a home that they shot. And, they were like, what the hell do I do? Right. So the first thing that they did is they went to the group, send a text. Hey, I just got this postcard, photo of it. That's my photo. What the hell? I'm so pissed. I want to go tear out somebody's throat. But, what do I do? So it was a place to go to say, this situation just popped up. What do you guys think? And there were responses on the text thread of people saying, that's horrible. You should get a lawyer and sue them. There were other people saying, hold on now, talk to the agent. There were calm voices, and there were, voices that, people that related, and
little guy sitting on the shoulder.
Right. So, but it created an instant environment for that photographer to like vent and to let cooler heads prevail, right? He ended up, one of the people in the group said, here's what I do when I get that kind of thing. I just send him an invoice. I sent him an invoice for a few $1,000 for use of the photo and then see what happens. Right? Like if they reject it, if they don't respond, get a lawyer, but just do the easy thing first. So he sent an invoice and the invoice was rejected. They like didn't take any action. So he ended up getting a lawyer. I mean, but everyone on the thread was along for the journey, right? And was he had this question, right? Am I being too sensitive? I don't want to damage relationship with the agent. There were all these questions floating, and he had an environment to sort of flesh that out. And anyway, it was just super helpful, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like a Facebook group, but it's more appropriate, more targeted, more poignant to people that you trust their judgment. And mm-hmm. These are things that you will obviously learn over time, especially if you're not familiar with other people. But after you've been in the groups, even, Flickr for one, you learn who you sort of are like-minded and you respect and And I've got my stable of, I've got way too many people. My group would be so big of the people that I respect and trust. But I think it's a great opportunity for everyone out there to start narrowing down your group of trusted individuals that can help you answer questions.
Well, speaking of Facebook groups, Rich, Herb, I'd like to tell you what I do. And I'd like to, I'd love to hear your thoughts on it, because we don't use Zoom. And I'm in a mastermind group with 9 other people. And we're all pretty much at the same level in our career, where, we shoot and dabble a little bit of real estate, more architectural design type stuff, a lot of corporate work, stuff like that. And we actually have a Facebook group. So it's a private Facebook group, just the 9 of us. And what that Facebook group does, kind of like what you said with the text chat, not only do we text when we have questions, but we also share our work before we deliver to clients. Mm-hmm. and we get feedback from the 9 trusted individuals, and allows us all to improve our work significantly before we deliver them to the clients. And it's not like we're posting it to a group of 5,000 people where we're just, like I said earlier, we're going to get nonsense. We're going to get, you know, positive feedback from 9 people that are at the same level in their business as we are, who have a similar eye, who are all trying to grow their business at the same level. And we started it this past year. I think it was early 2021. And I guess we can call this version 1.0 because we actually never meet weekly or biweekly in chat. It's all through the Facebook group, whether it's, you know, questions about business, questions, anything else. But now with the recent introduction of rooms to the Facebook groups, which is basically like Zoom, maybe it's something where we should tackle for this year is adding maybe a biweekly chat on top of that. And, you know, if you start doing that, I think a private Facebook group is the perfect platform for this because of the addition of rooms. It's basically Zoom plus chat all in one, with the ability of sharing images, commenting, all that stuff.
Go ahead. Okay. And I agree with you, Brian, because I often, if I've got a job and I wanted to not just post it to show my work, but to really get feedback, it is almost like Radio Gaga. You know, it's all this noise, this static of irrelevant stuff and people that you don't really, that you know, that don't know who you are really. And I don't know who they are. And you just get all this stuff, and it can actually be not, it can be counterproductive. So I think that that's a great idea, Brian. And I'm just sad that I'm not in your mastermind group. I don't know, but I don't think I want to belong to any group that would have me as a member. So I just don't.
You like just admitting, you don't like to join.
No, I don't post as much as I used to. I don't, you know, I try and admin and make it, I try and facilitate other photographers to getting things going. And I try and, in my groups, I like to keep them clean and you know, nice and productive. Some people will say that's, you know, I'm a fascist. But hey, my groups are not a democracy, man. My groups are my groups, and you can't do whatever you want. I'm sorry. But anyway, just wanted to say that I think, again, I think the more I hear about this, the more I don't know if I have the time right now for a mastermind group, because I'm trying to make even these podcasts go and everything that's going on in my life. But I think for especially people that are starting out, it'd be really, really helpful, because I think feedback, honest feedback that you can respect and trust, is priceless in your progression and getting your business going.
Well, that's why I think what I'm doing is a perfect first step for people, because, you know, meeting weekly or even every other week is time consuming and does take a lot of time, but having the ability to, besides for that, you know, just have the group to share ideas, share pictures and stuff like that. Most of us are on Facebook anyway for however much given time a day or whatever there is. So if you're going to be on Facebook for, let's say, hypothetically 30 minutes a day, you know, like you said, Rich, you're better off posting and getting feedback and giving feedback to people that you're close with and care about and that are going to give you honest feedback back versus, you know, a group of 5,000 people. And like you said, Rich, that don't know you, that might, and please, Rich, don't take offense to this, might not give you the honest feedback because of, you know, who you are and your notoriety in the industry and stuff like that. And, you know, having a group with 5 or 6 or 7 or 9, in my case, people that, you know, you're on the same level as, whether, you know, you have a YouTube channel or host a podcast or whatever else you do, you know, you're all at the same level and you're getting honest feedback. So for those that are looking to start, you know, maybe a private Facebook group, but, On that note, Herb, for those that are looking to start, what's the best way to approach this?
Well, I mean, if you can always start your own group, right? So you can start looking around for other like-minded people. You know, trolling the Facebook groups and looking for people whom you seem to resonate with is a great way to get started. You don't want to wait till next November to go to the PFRE conference to start gathering your tribe, right? So, I guess online is really the best way to do that.
And what's, is there a trick to approaching people about this, is without sounding too forward, or?
Well, I mean, I, you know, we've talked a little bit about the similarity in terms of the size of business and kind of same place in development, you know, of this, of skill set and so on. I think one of the other things to kind of keep an eye out for is somebody with similar ambition. So if you have a real heart or mind to grow in a big way, then I would be paying close attention to other people that are using language that indicates that they are really focused on growth aggressively. Once you've identified a couple of people that might be a good fit, I mean, there's no reason not to go onto a group and say, hey, thinking about starting a mastermind group, who's interested? You don't have to accept every person that responds, right? And so my guess is that there's a lot of people out there that like to be part of a group and themselves don't know how to get started. And so just kind of putting it out there is a great way to begin. I mean, you know, like anything in an entrepreneurial endeavor, you're going to have to kiss a few frogs before you find your prince, right? You're going to have to try a couple of avenues before you find something that clicks. But I think just putting it out there in the groups where that's allowed is a great way to get started.
So if you start a group, and you may or may not know the answer to this, but if you start a group and there are a couple of people in the group that aren't vibing, what's the best way to approach that? Or I don't want to say kick them out, but, you know, relieve them of their duties in the group and, you know, continue on, whether either lack of participation, whether bringing everyone down, not offering anything productive, et cetera.
Yeah, I think so as far as people that aren't really engaging or contributing, those kind of, that's sort of a self-cleaning problem, right? They just sort of drift out on their own. I think the biggest problem is people who try to dominate the conversation too much and aren't as engaged at trying to help other people engage in the process. So, I mean, certainly every group needs some kind of informal or maybe formal, you know, cheerleader, somebody whose role it is to try to draw out or draw in some of the other participants. And, you know, it's like any other kind of endeavor, right? Where you've got social dynamics that may or may not be perfect, but, you know, that's just all part of it, right? Like you may have somebody in the group that gets some eye rolls because every time they log in or every time they contribute, it's harping on the same subject. I think, you know, I've seen it done very effectively, though it takes a certain type of charismatic personality to do it, but you know, to exercise a process that I've heard referred to as carefrontation. That's where you confront somebody, but from a caring perspective. So if somebody's bringing up the same topic or always negative, somebody in that group that has the skill for this or the gift for this can say, you know, Jerry, it seems like every time you're hitting the same thing. Are you stuck in your business? Do you need some help? What's some objectives that would help you? What are some goals you can set that would help you overcome this once and for all? You know, kind of asking some of those pointed questions, because it isn't just a social club, right? You really need everyone in the group to be of the mindset, I want to get better and I'm here to get better at my business and to grow, not just to complain or not just to, you know, hang out. That's a benefit, but the purpose is growth. And so you know, that's where it depends on the culture of the group, but the most successful groups do have a certain culture of look, we're here to improve. We're not messing around. And that for some of those less desirable elements is generally they'll select out, right? They'll quit coming because they don't like being called out, or they don't like being called on their BS. Somebody who isn't looking to grow, they're just looking to complain, is not going to enjoy having that pointed out. So.
Sure. And I think it's also important for people to realize that you deciding to join a group doesn't make, you're not making a commitment for life. You know, this is, you know, something you can go in and you can try for a month or two and see if you like it and see if it's helping you. And if it's not, I'm sure you can tell everyone in the group, you know, this, just, I'm not feeling it's not working for me, and move on. And, you know, if there are people that, like you said, Herb, are all kind of in the same place, no one's going to say, oh, look at that guy. He couldn't even hack it here for every, you know, once a week or every 2 weeks. No, the point is everyone's, you know, supposed to try and grow, and it's supposed to be like the antithesis, I guess, of these nasty Facebook groups we see every, so all over the place. So, you know, go out and try it. I mean, nothing to lose.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's what season are you in? Right. Maybe you're in a group for a while and you discover that you've outgrown the group, you know, and it's time to bow out of one and look for a different one, you know. And here's another thing. You don't have to be in only one group. It can be time consuming. And that of course is going to depend on the culture of the group, but you know, some people are in two or three groups in order to give them lots of exposure. Now, as you grow in your business, you're not going to have time for that. But for people who are starting out, it can be really helpful.
Sure. So as we close out, I mean, is there anything that you feel, Herb, is important to touch upon that we didn't? I mean, we try to keep this as basic as we can, but give people the idea of what it is, the importance, and how to get one going. But is there anything that we missed that you feel is important to touch on? And obviously people can go out and check out your PFRE presentation. I think it's live for a little bit longer if they haven't heard it yet or purchased PFRE streaming, they can go out and watch it. But do we not cover anything? Do we miss anything?
I think we pretty much covered it. I mean, I think the main thing, just at a high level, is it's important not to get too caught up on the details of the specific formula. I mean, like with yours being a Facebook group, that's different than some of the other ones that I've seen, but that's totally fine, right? Like there isn't a one size fits all for this. But the sort of high altitude message is you can go so much further with a group. And, you know, with a tribe of some kind. So I would say my encouragement to anyone watching this would be to figure out how to fill that void, right? How to solve that problem in whatever approach fits best for them, whether it's part of a large group or part of a more intimate group in Facebook, through Zoom. Like, just keep an open mind and be a searcher, and that curiosity is going to lead you to good things.
And send us feedback. I think all three of us would love to hear in a few months from now how people have started and then got their groups going. As we close out, I'm going to give a quick word from our sponsor, and then we'll close out, Herb. We all know that PhotoUp is a leader in real estate photo editing, but did you also know that they offer video editing, virtual staging, property websites, photo delivery, dedicated editors, and more? Having all of your real estate marketing under one roof helps streamline your workflow so you can spend more time shooting spaces and less time behind your computer. Visit photoup.net/shootingspaces or click on the PhotoUp link on our Shooting Spaces website to receive a $100 discount on your first full month of PhotoUp services. And make sure to mention Shooting Spaces when you sign up to receive 10 free credits to try out any PhotoUp services. Again, photoup.net/shootingspaces. And with that, as we close out, Herb, you know, you're on with us and you're a sponsor. So I figured let's just talk for a quick minute. We didn't want to make this, you know, an advertisement for your service, but for people who aren't so familiar, obviously we give a quick 30-second read, but just a quick, a little bit more in depth about what you do and what HD Photo Hub is.
Well, okay, sure. So You know, our mission at HD Photo Hub is to use robots to do all the junk that's a pain in the butt in this space, right? Like whatever it is that you're doing when you're running your real estate business, whether it's billing or figuring out how to manage a schedule, we try to automate that as much as possible. So what HD Photo Hub ends up being for the real estate photographer is a platform where they can basically run their whole business from it. There's a dashboard where you see all the work that's on deck, and you can, if you have a team, you can manage that, manage their pay, you know, keeping track of what your clients need to pay you. And it's anyway, the system is built to be a platform for running your business from. And it's all white labeled. So your clients have a private login that they can, you know, that's at your business, where they can log into the back end and make modifications and download assets and have access to their photos forever, all that kind of stuff. But it's all fully white labeled. So then the real estate agents never, if we do our job right, the real estate agents never know who we are. They just think it's all provided by the real estate photographer. So, you know, our goal is to be kind of invisible and in the back end, and just make things efficient so that people can grow their business and scale it up. So, you know, we've been doing this for a little while, and it's funny, the business has evolved in a direction that we focused a lot on the backend tools to help people with, you know, we've been doing a lot of integrations with other companies in order to help improve workflow and manage workflow and minimize the amount of time that is spent on backend things. And yeah, I mean, it's going great. We get a lot of really great ideas from the community, from the photographers, and that's really what drives the direction.
You know, it's kind of like realtors, you know, why does a realtor spend the money and pay a photographer to take the pictures instead of doing it themselves? Well, our goal is to try and get them to understand. We want them to be successful and make the money. They should be making way too much money and have too many big things to do than do the photography. It's kind of the same thing with your company, Herb. You know what? You wanna be so successful, you don't have the time to deal with all those mundane things like editing and business and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it's a good thing, and it's a, you know, good motivation in 2022. Can't believe it's 2022, but you know, maybe sub out one thing and see if that can help you be more successful, give you free time to be with your family or to try and get new clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure.
Cool. HDphotohub.com. If you haven't heard it enough yet. Anyway, Herb.
I just want to say thank you to you guys for running this podcast. It's I know that we hear from a lot of our customers how much they enjoy listening to the podcast and how much value they get from it. And so we're very happy to sponsor you guys because we love what you do. And we know that it's all a giant ecosystem, right? Like the more that the help that you provide to real estate photographers helps grow their business too. So it's all good.
Sure. Well, this is the easy part. You know, it's the back end stuff that's tough. But Rich, I know you and I just love getting on the mic and talking shop, you know, once a week. So it's not too hard. But Herb, thanks for coming on.
Yeah,
appreciate it. And talking a little bit about mastermind groups, and I hope that answers any questions. And if people have questions about it, I mean, if you want to hear what I'm doing on mine, feel free to reach out to me. Hopefully Herb people can reach out to you if they have any questions about it.
You bet.
You want to give your email just in case people want to reach out?
Yeah, it's real easy. It's Herb, H-E-R-B @hdphotohub.com.
Can't get easier than that.
Yeah.
This way people can find you and hopefully help grow their businesses. So again, thanks for coming on.
Yeah. Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
And Rich
and Brian, you know, I can't believe it's 2022.
Yeah.
It's I remember back in 2019, I'm going, man, 2020 is going to rock. So I'm just going to lay low on the predictions for how our business is going. But, you know, from everything I've been told that the COVID surge of business in our business will continue. And, you know, that's, I think, I'm sure, Herb, you've got a lot of stories about things that changed with COVID. But I just want to say, you know, thanks for everybody for being supportive of Shooting Spaces. You know, we've got our new courses, residential and commercial real estate courses, that have been going really, really well. So if you're interested in that, you can find it at shootingspaces.net under courses or under learning. We've got our presets. We've got all kinds of really great stuff to help you be more successful. Brian, what about that ask the guy? What's that ask the guys thing? Come on. We need.
Yeah, ask the guys. Ask us some questions.
Yeah. You go on the website, Shooting Space. You can do that on both our websites, right? Recorded.
You can do it on our podcast website.
Okay. What's that?
Shootingspacespodcast.com.
Yeah.
And send us a question.
Yeah. And we've got some new things coming up in 2022. We're going to be doing a couple of webinars and really exciting stuff. And I want to thank everybody out there and our sponsors like Herb and all the good guys out there. And just everybody that listens to our podcast. And, you know, it means so much to us. So big thank you. You know, New Year's is great. But now let's get back to business and be successful. Right. And go out and shoot some spaces.
This has been Shooting Spaces. For more episodes, visit shootingspacespodcast.com and visit our education site at shootingspaces.net.